All right, guys, welcome back. It's time to see if Jesse kills me or not. Jesse, do your worst, Jesse.
Dude, I don't know why. I don't know why we agreed to any of this. This is a horrible plan. All right, here we go.
Hey.
There you go. You hit.
Hey.
All right, so take your two strain. And what's the damage on your? You got a blaster pistol, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you deal, what's the base damage on blaster pistol?
Oh, the six. Base damage, yeah.
Six. Yeah.
Okay, so 8 damage, and then it's armor and everything. That's enough to kill one of them, because you're firing at the one that Belsa injured, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, yeah. So you shoot into the cluster of claws and teeth, and you manage to off one.
Question.
But the rest of them are still, they're still chewing on them. Technically, Theron, I should make you reroll because you didn't upgrade the bad side.
I did. I put a point in upgrade.
You got to put one and then click out. Otherwise, it won't. Because if you just go straight from putting it into clicking it. Yeah. But it's okay. I'll let it.
All right.
I'll be merciful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gee,
yeah,
thanks.
It's totally fine. Oh, but also, you should have had a blue die for your own sake for aiming, too. So, whatever. It's fine. Unless you want to reroll.
I'm fine.
No, you got a success. Don't fucking reroll shit. All
right.
I'm fine. I don't need to reroll a thing.
So now, Belsa, you need to go?
Yeah, Belsa's going to aim and shoot at one of the...
Okay. All right. So basically exactly the same thing. 3 purples, 1 upgrade on the bad side, 1 blue on your side for the aiming, and then go ahead and make that shot.
I'm going to use a light side, too.
Okay. And you use one of the destiny points.
Yeah.
Sounds good. More for me to chew up your poor friend with.
That's just
they'll probably still keep eating me, right?
Yeah, they'll just keep chewing on you, totally.
Great.
They're distracted.
Yeah, and then just roll your weapon and see what happens.
What the fuck?
Nope. All right. So there's like smoke pouring off of this fire that Theron started, and then you like try to take a shot through it, and you miss and blast the floor. And that sense that you had before about like the dark side and everything, like even though you're watching your friend get chewed up and stuff, you can feel the hunger and like the dark side like energy coming from these rat ghouls. So even though it's going really badly for you personally, there's something like powerful about this space. So it's the beginning of the turn. So the fire, I think, continues to spread, as symbolized by these awesome little orange noodles I've drawn all over the map. And anybody can go. Any of the 3 of you are welcome to take
it. Well, really only 3 of them can go.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Any of the 3 of you can go ahead and
take it. I will take another shot.
I wanted to... Okay, you take another shot. Yes.
Yeah, I mean...
Do it. Shit.
Yeah, all right. I'll take another shot.
There's 3 left.
Yeah, that's fine.
If all 3 of you hit here, there's a chance.
Yeah, I take another shot.
Get your upgrade point right because you're aiming as well. Put your blue in there.
Dude, yeah, so one blue, 2 purple, or 3 purple and 1 upgrade on the negative side.
All right.
Just the worst. So
wait, oh my god.
You can use that advantage to buy back one of your strain if you want. You can pass an advantage die to the next person.
I'll pass an advantage on.
There's just too much going on for you to get a good shot. Maybe you fire into the mass, but you can't get a clear shot.
I want to try and run back in.
Okay. No. No.
Why are you Should I not? Should I just try to blast from here?
There is an ever-expanding fire in our way. Man. A man is being eaten alive. If you run back in, you're most likely dead too. Because when they're done with him, they're going to come for you.
It's okay if she dies. It's okay if we die.
Fine. I'm going to aim and shoot with my blaster rifle or blaster pistol. I guess.
Okay.
I have a blaster rifle as well, but I don't have it filled out at all. So. I don't know what it is, so I'm just going to aim and shoot with my pistol. And so do I get...
What are you doing?
One... What? I'm not going in. I'm just shooting.
3 purple, 1 upgrade, and one blue die if you aim.
Adam, I have
and
a very...
also another blue die or upgrade for me, yeah? Because I passed it along.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, yeah, one more.
Adam, I have a very good question.
Yes.
How many bits will be left of me?
Well, I mean, these rat ghouls are very thorough, so I would have to say like...
Is there anyone on my team that's cheering for me? Anyone?
At least tens of thousands of bits of auto. All around.
No, you guys are so dumb. I have a question. So, but the rat ghouls are like completely distracted with food. Like, don't we gain advantage from that?
Yeah. I mean, the fact that they're engaged, like they're not dodging, but you are at long range, right? You're at medium.
Look,
medium
if you want to run back in, I don't know that you can make it this turn. You run back in and attack.
No, I'm here's saying because this weapon is medium range, so I mean, I'm not technically at a disadvantage with
if
the weapon,
you
right?
Run back in and engage them. They next turn, Otto is dead. They will eat him.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying I'm going to run back in. I'm saying, don't we gain some sort of advantage because they're distracted?
No, I'm saying if you don't run back in, he's dead.
So here's how here's how dying works. So every time Otto takes a hit, so he'll get hit three times. He's got to make a crit roll. The sheet will automatically add 10 for each critical you already have, so you don't actually have to do that anymore. It'll add it for each one. If you ever roll a critical hit result of 151 or higher, that's it. You toast. So the first hit will be plus the normal amount that you've already got, so you get two crits, so it'll be
so plus 40. Yeah.
The next one will be plus 50, then plus 60. One for each.
So
hit.
Technically, it could happen
on the next roll.
On
yeah,
the
next
third yeah. roll, if I or you, yeah, on two more hits, I could technically roll 100.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah. If I roll 100, then I get hit.
I would say go back in because they're. I don't know your blaster skill, but I know that you've always rolled well when you're using your Viroblade, and they're distracted. So they're looking away from you completely.
That's what I was going to say. That's why I was like, I should go back in and just.
Fuck, you might as well. You might as well go for it. Go
so
nuts.
Can I do that? Can I run back in, take the strain, and then hit them?
Not all in one turn, but you can definitely make yourself a target. And they'll come after you. Not all of them necessarily, but. So it's from long to medium, is you need to do two maneuvers. So one free maneuver. And then you can convert your action into a maneuver. And then you can do one more to get into short range with them. And that's it. That's your turn, and it costs two strain. So
that might be pointless then. By the time you get there, he could be dead.
Yeah.
No, that's all. That'll all happen before. Then it'll be my turn. And then the rat ghouls will come after you. Like, if you're making a point of being loud and, like, shouting at them and, like, being a threat, then they'll
say, like, as I'm running, I'm just
two of them will leave auto
on the ground to sort of make as much noise as possible.
Yeah.
And what if I take some fire and, like, throw it at the foot of one of the rat ghouls?
Then I would be set on fire. Please don't do that.
It's all color, but yeah, like, these
or if I'll throw it on the other side of the bar to sort of, like, bring noise over there.
I mean, all you can do is move during this turn. It's just maneuvers, right? Long to medium.
I'm really putting myself out there, guys, by going back into range with them.
Yeah, you are. And look, I honestly, if I were you, I wouldn't. But, you know, be as brave as you want. I don't know that you can save him. I just don't know.
What if I, can I just take and move one, not two, and then move one and then shoot?
Yes.
Okay. So, and then that way, next time, if he survives, I can move again and then, like, grab him or swing or whatever. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So the thing is, like, if you're shooting, unless you hit one, they're not going to, like, if you miss, they're probably just going to keep chewing on Otto. If you hit one, you can just use an action to be big and loud so that they'll turn.
I don't want them all to come on me as well. Then I'm going to go down as well. Then that's pointless.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just gonna move and then shoot, and hope I don't miss.
Okay. All right. So you're at short range from them. Then take your two strain. Make sure that happens. Okay. And then at short range, it's only one purple die, but with one upgrade.
Okay. And then I have one blue die from the From
Theron. Yeah, Theron's passing on an advantage.
Okay. Can I...
This is horrible.
Hey!
Okay, you hit. Take a strain.
Okay.
You hit the closest one. They're all the same. So you deal 6, 7 minus their soak.
Also, I just want to throw that. We have 3 light side points. I just want people to know that. Yeah. You know, if in chance that you were about to lose a party member, that you could just boost your rolls significantly. Just saying.
That's true. Just saying. All right. So
just putting it's
my turn. So one Rakul is just gonna chew on you. So instead of rolling, you just take the normal amount of damage that it deals.
Okay.
So you take 6, I think. Let me just roll back.
Yeah, because I have 4 soak minus 1 for vicious, and they do 10 damage.
They do 6 without any additional successes. So it's
So I take 3 damage.
You take 3, but you got to roll another crit.
Okay, so I'm at 13 wounds. Or I'm at 22 now with a cap. So what happens if I reach 26? Do I die?
You just stop recording them.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's for healing purposes. The sheet will automatically add 10 for each crit you already have, but you need to add 20 for their vicious claws.
So I need to just do 20 critical roll offset?
Offset of 20, yep, and it'll okay. Bump.
All right, bump here's the roll.
Total of 40 offset.
Right.
Yeah.
93, suffer 1 strain each time you perform.
Okay. So you're at the brink and slowed down, and they're just like tearing at your flesh.
Yeah, so now
you're gonna have some scars.
I'm at 10 of, yeah, if I live, I'm at 12 of 10 strain now, or 10 of 12 strain.
Mm-hmm.
And then do I take another hit?
No, these two are going to attack Lana.
Oh,
so
great.
They're going to run and do that.
Oh, great.
So now Lana has some defense. You have your sword. You have your sword in your hand. So because you're using a pistol, right? So you can have both. So they're going to get a penalty to hit you, of 1 black die. So let me clear their pool. I've got 1 of these and 2 purple, and I'm going to dark side points. Dark side points. Where are you? Here we go.
I want a light side point.
I'm going to spend 1 for each of them. So okay. I'll buy them an upgrade. Do you want to spend a dark side or a light side point? You can make it harder to attack you. Okay. So go ahead and spend those 2 back at me. There we go. Okay. All right. So complicated pool. I've got 1 upgrade, 1 defense die from your sword, 2 difficulty base, 1 upgrade on the difficulty from your destiny point, and I got to make 2 Rakul attack rolls. And let's see how that goes. All right, first attack. And the second attack. Okay. All right, so the first one hits you for 7 damage.
I have 5 soak minus 1, I guess, which...
Yeah, so you take 3. Take 3 3 wounds.
Okay.
But the second one is fine. You don't take any hits from it. But it's going to use a disadvantage. It's going to use those two advantage. The next time you act, you take a setback die.
Okay.
So take a black die. And we'll all try to remember together. Okay. So now the other two need to go. Theron and Belsa.
Yeah, you should do something.
I try to take a shot at the one that's near
Who do you love more?
Lana.
Who do you love more?
Lana at least can fight back, so I tried to take a shot at one of the ones that's near Lana.
Okay. After this, all I'm gonna, hey you guys, walk it down the hall. Just say that because that's all I can say.
Yeah. All right. What do I need to do here?
Ooh, that's cool. So same as you rolled last time. It's 2 purple with an upgrade. With
the upgrade. All right. Do I have a blue on this one?
Yes, you can always take a blue.
And then I want to use a light side point.
Yeah, you want to use one of your destiny points? Okay, so you put an upgrade on your side.
Do it. Kill him. Murder him.
Uh oh. All right. So now I have 2. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go.
End them.
What?
Nothing. What? Just nothing.
It was nulled. Everything was nullified about.
All the symbols nullify each other. You miss. It's a clean, no advantage, no strain, nothing. Just the target was not where you thought it was going to be. All right, Theron.
I can't even. All right. Belsa's
going to aim and shoot at the same one that.
You know, okay, one of the ones that's fighting Lana?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm doing one upgrade on that side.
Yeah.
And
sorry, that's right. You guys you're actually here. Yeah. Oh dear. Oh, that's very, very bad.
Not... Did I just shoot Lana?
That's a bad thing to have happen.
Success, though.
So
still shoot me?
Here's how it works. Yeah, so this is what it may just be a regular despair. I'll reread the attacking into a melee.
What is happening today? What is going on?
Jesse, we need characters that cannot fight at all.
Can you guys just not shoot ever?
No, we can't.
Okay,
that's our characters. We have zero talent.
Actually, you have force powers. Why can't
I can predict the future. I can't fucking shoot.
That is a shitty force.
All right. So Lana, you're okay. Lana, you don't get shot because, like you said, the Belsa missed. But here's what I think happens. So I spend the despair to have something bad happens, and I can like make your weapon malfunction or whatever. But I think you aim the shot, you fire, but you miss. The blaster bolt seals past the two requels. And it hits a big like compressor tank or something behind Lana, which blows up, shooting fire all over the place. And the fire has now gotten significantly worse. It's spreading out along the back of the bar now.
Is that the ghost of O that you just put at the top?
Look, there's another auto.
It's the Clone Wars now.
Yeah, it's okay. Just go to Kamino and get a new auto.
Wait, so no one takes damage, but there's fire everywhere.
There is, yes. You've made the fire much worse. And nobody else takes damage. That advantage, though, you can buy off on your strain, or you can pass an advantage die along
to someone who needs it.
I mean, Lana, you're next. So
give it to Lana, and Lana spend that force point and just run. It's time to go. I'm sorry, Otto.
So it's the top of the round. So anybody can go. What are you gonna do?
So I'd say like the explosion makes a distraction that gives Lana like
That makes me go, well, shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I attack and then run?
You have one action and two maneuvers. So
I mean, if you're gonna just, we could save him. I think there's only two left.
You can attack, and then you can disengage, and then you can spend two strain to move to medium range, or you can disengage. Move to medium range and start moving to long range. You could disengage and run over to Otto, engage with him, pick him up, or try to wrestle him away from the hungry rat ghoul.
There's three rat ghouls right now.
Yeah, there are three. There are two fighting you and one trying to.
I'm gonna see how this attack goes. So I have one black die, one purple.
One black, two purple. One black, two purple.
A blue from...
And a blue from Belsa, yeah.
And then I'm going to buy an upgrade.
Okay.
And then I'm going to swing.
Okay. Hang on. Before you roll. Don't roll yet.
Don't do it.
Okay. Put a upgrade on your side, or the bad side, too.
I can't even. Why are you doing
that? There you go. All right. So you deal 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 damage with Pierce 2. That's enough to kill the injured one and pass along one advantage, if you like. So, you slash out and hack one of them that's attacking you down. There's still one fighting you.
Is he at least a little injured, please?
No, that one's fine.
Dang it.
He's got 2 strain. He's a little tired.
Does Vish just do again?
If you hit something and you crit it, it does 10 more points.
Oh, okay.
Crit.
We literally do not have the ability to save him.
It's impossible. We do.
No, we don't.
We would if you guys were hitting shit.
Well, hang on. It's all a moot point. Let's finish your turn, Lana. Do you want to disengage?
Oh, this is such a hard...
You have a kid. You have a kid back at home.
Think of your children.
Think of your children. You have a kid. You can't die here. Your whole character's life is about getting your kid back.
Play in character.
You better run. You better fucking run.
Are you a coward? Or are you a hero?
Or are you a great parent? Or are you a great parent?
There's someone's kid on the floor there, Jesse.
All right. Otto is someone's kid.
Otto is someone's kid.
That's so good.
No, Otto is an Imperial soldier. And
I mean,
is an Imperial soldier who started all this trouble by blowing up a factory and led us into a trap. At this point, I'm not even sure he was an Imperial soldier.
Otto comes back. Fuck it, Thana!
I think I'm going to disengage and move back.
Okay, so you can disengage as your maneuver.
Okay, what does defensive stance do? Not the defensive one on my sword, but the stance.
Where are you looking at defensive stance?
It's under combat, it's a talent, defensive stance.
Oh, you have a talent called defensive stance?
Oh, I think I need, do I need, yeah, I have a talent called that.
Okay. The defensive stance talent, once per round, you may perform a defensive stance maneuver and suffer a number of strain to upgrade difficulty of all incoming attacks by an equal number.
Okay.
So if you expect to be attacked, it costs you a maneuver and some strain, but you basically go into defense mode and it makes it harder for me to hurt you.
Okay.
So you're still engaged, which is fine. If you want to go into defensive stance right now, that's your maneuver. Then yeah. you can spend strain to make the difficulty of their attacks on you one higher.
How many hit points do you have left, Pocket?
I have 6. I'm thinking I need to disengage because if I get hit again, it could very easily knock me
down. Here are your two options, right? Disengage for one, spend 2 strain to get to medium range. I'm going to chase you into medium range and attack you. Or hold your ground, activate your defensive stance for 1 strain, and then upgrade an attack against you.
But then you're just going to use a die to get me down too.
Yeah, probably.
I think if you go in defensive stance, at least we can kill the thing attacking you. Whereas if you run, you're just going to get ripped.
Attacked.
Yeah, it'll just jump on you.
Then I'm going to spend 1 strain and go into defensive stance.
Okay. All right. So the one attacking you, let's start there. So you don't have to run. You have to disengage. You don't have to do anything. Spend 1 strain, and then it's going to attack you. So
can't
the
I
rack
spend more than one though? Because
no, it's one unless you have more than one rank in that ability.
Oh, okay, okay.
So yeah, I'm gonna spend a dark side point to buy myself an upgrade. And
I'm gonna spend one back.
One. Can I do that? Yeah, totally. And that upgrades the difficulty of the attack. And then 1 more. So now I'm rolling against 2 red instead of 2 purple. So it's gonna be much harder for me to hit. All right, let's find out what happens. All right, it misses. Yeah, so your defensive stance, you're despite the fact that you're exhausted and it's hot and you're defending yourself with this vibro sword, and every time it lunges for you, you just lash out and hit its claw and you keep it back by parrying its attacks. The other one, let's see. These things are pretty mindless. I don't think it's going to flee from the fire yet, especially because it hasn't been hurt. Otto, can you roll another crit for me?
Yeah, sure. all right, let me go ahead and roll that. Roll critical. Mm-hmm. That's a 133. I'm bleeding out.
Okay, all right.
So literally, what is it? 1 strain every round at the beginning of the turn for every fine wound suffered beyond wound threshold, suffer 1 critical energy. Oh my god! So, for every 5 wounds suffered beyond the wound threshold, and I just took 3 more, so I'm at 25.
Yeah.
So I roll 5 more crits?
Not now. Unless someone like stim packs you at the beginning, like before your next turn, yeah, you'll have several crits to roll.
None of us have stim pack. Not a one.
Otto does. Otto has some on him, and so does Lana. Yep.
So you have to try and get to his body.
Well, that's the whole point of this, I thought. Kill the one on me, so the first thing I can do is run to him.
Okay.
Great.
Let's do it.
All right.
My bad. Try to kill one of me.
Yeah, so I mean it's the beginning of the turn, so all three of you can go in a row, whatever order you want now. So right. Or actually, sorry, the other two have to go and then Lana can go. But yeah, so who's gonna
I'll go. I'll try to shoot the one that's on Lana. I'm not gonna hit it, but here we go.
Do it.
Make sure you get one blue from
Amy. Oh!
Hey, there you go.
Nice.
Okay. All right. So you hit it for 6, 7, 8. And that's reduced by its soak. So it's still alive, but it's pretty bad.
Why was there a red on that?
Because you're firing into an engaged engagement.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you fire at it, and it stings the thing, and it turns and hisses angrily at you. And I'll decide whether it's going to attack you or Lana, because it's kind of pissed at Lana right now because it's trying to get her and she keeps blocking. So it might chase you.
Pass advantage.
Yeah, and you can pass the advantage along. And since you aimed, you're done your turn unless you want to spend some strain to take a maneuver.
I'm by the door. I'm good. I'm going to stay right here.
All right. Well, okay. I'm going to take the shot at this wounded ragdoll.
Okay.
Using advantage. And I'm going to aim for a second blue die.
Nice. Okay.
Please don't disappear. Oh my god.
Bells is just casually firing into the fire, hoping to hit something.
Dude, why didn't you use a light side point?
What?
You could have used a destiny point.
Look at my fucking roll. Do you think it matters?
It would have added one more.
I have two fails.
I mean, it could have. You only had two fails. But yeah, anyways.
I have a question. So. Yes. If the one on Otto stops attacking him, does he have to roll the crits, or is it just like...
Yes, see, the thing is,
I'm bleeding out.
He's bleeding out, so... Yeah, so he'll take criticals anyway. Mm. So Belsa and Theron went. Now any of you can go.
Since the NPCs are next, I'm just going to go, since it's on me.
You should just try and run past it and stim him.
What?
Say it. Jesse, you gotta use your words.
That's the Talk worst me, idea Daddy. In the world. I can't even. He literally, the next turn he has, rolls 5 crits plus whatever multipliers he has. He's dead. It's time to go.
I thought he only rolled 5 crits if we didn't stim him.
So what'll happen is at the beginning of his next turn, he's going to take one wound at the beginning of the turn. And I'm going to look up the actual crit in the book to make sure we get the full text. But for each.
I thought the stim stopped the crits. That's why I said it.
It does, but the chances of her making it there past the two that are on her over to the one that's on him, pull out a stim him. That's at least 2 turns from what I can tell. There's physically no way that's happening. Then we have another person stuck behind enemy lines with fucking
He's really, really far past his threshold. You'd have to stim him back below his threshold, which is, what, 16? So it would be like 5, 9.
Don't do it then.
13. It would take 4 stim packs to get him back to
stabbing him with meter.
We're going to stick 4. We're going to stick 4 stim packs in him.
You could, if you had 4 would bring him back.
I think that there's no way, like in character, there's no way I would just be like, forget this ratgo. I'm just going to run past. Like she's
the one fighting you is trying to claw your face off and stuff. So
I think that, like I'm going to attack it, but like, maybe try to do a running motion where I'm also trying to run to get to where Theron
is. You can attack first and then decide how you want to spend your maneuvers.
I feel like we're like in the doctor's room and Pocket, like the doctor's like, he's dead. And then Pocket's just like, Pocket's just like, so what are the chances here, doctor? Like, what are the percentages? And then the doctor just replies, No, he's dead. So like 50-50 or what are we
doing it too?
He has cancer of the everything.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'm gonna attack the one on me then, at least.
Okay.
So that's two purple.
Yes. Yeah, two purple because you're in melee.
And one blue from Strippin's advantage.
One blue from Belsa taking random shots in your direction.
Yeah, thank you for that. Okay.
Hey, there you
hey!
Go.
Hey!
All right, so 5, 6, 7. You kill that one. Yeah. Yay! So you shove your sword into him and the thing crumples to the side. And yeah, you can see a very, very badly injured Otto being chewed on by this rat ghoul. But there's also fire everywhere. Like the ceiling is starting to catch fire. There's smoke like billowing everywhere. You're seeing more like shapes than just like specific people.
I would like to roll my crits whenever possible. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it'll happen as soon as Lana's done her turn. You can make a maneuver or two maneuvers if you spend strain.
I think I'm just... I mean, by now, Otto probably looks like shit. He probably just looks
He's lying in a pool of his own blood.
I've got a couple flesh wounds.
Yeah, the ghoul's face is all covered in blood.
Where did Jesse go? Did he just, like, rage out?
He's
done.
He just had to bounce. He lost it.
I think I look back at, like, Theron and Belsa, and I just, like, shake my head and just start trying to get out.
Yeah, you want to run for the door?
Yeah, I'm going to run for the door.
Okay.
I don't want to, like, if he's going to... Or can I try to distract the ghoul? Just, like, not...
You could make a maneuver if you want to try to get his attention.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get his attention.
Okay, what do you do?
I lean down and I pick up, like, can I throw something or is it, I can't roll?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to try and, like, there's a, like maybe a bottle or something near me, and I'm going to try and throw it towards the rat ghoul.
Mm-hmm.
To try and distract him.
Adam, do they have bestiaries in this, the core rule book, or is there a bestiary book as well?
There's some like Fringe Dwellers and Galactic Oddities at the end of the 12th chapter, I think. Okay. But the rat ghouls I pulled from elsewhere.
Gotcha.
So no. Theron, you think I should just die or not die? Leave, not die.
What happened to him? He's gone.
Just lay down next to Otto.
I killed the one next to me, but like I don't think there's a way I can just get to him and shove.
I mean, look. Here's what's going to happen is immediately when you say I'm done with my turn, no matter what, he's going to roll or he's going to have those crit rolls and there are going to be five of them, yes. At least five plus whatever the hell that rat ghoul is doing him. So maybe six. And each crit roll adds another modifier. So
he's already at plus 50.
I'm already at plus 50. So by the end, I'll be rolling at plus 100.
Plus
100. So his chances of living through this. Sometimes you just got to know when to cut a man loose.
But, just if I live through this, I'm a fucking god.
That's true.
Look, all right. Pocket, I'm not going to tell you what to do. You do what you think you should do.
You do what you feel is right.
You do what you feel is right.
All I want to say before I die, if I live through this, it is the most heroic thing a roleplay character has ever done in the history of the fucking 4 years of roleplay.
What? Yeah. I'm trying to save you still.
No, you will be the most heroic character in the history of this entire storied franchise if you save him. I don't know that it will happen. Look, if you're willing to go in, I will take some more shots.
I'm not going in. I'm going to stay at short range, and I'm going to like take something and try to distract the ghoul so it comes to me.
So even if you do that, Otto will bleed out that one hit point and still have to make the five rolls.
Yeah, no matter what happens.
No, I know that, but he won't have to make six.
That's true. Yeah, that is true. But this thing might crit you, and then maybe you're dying and burning too.
Then you are trapped behind a fire with three reckles, and I gotta write a kid I don't care about and tell him his mom's dead.
I get two maneuvers. Though,
so I actually had my wife and kid named. It's you got to fight. You got to write Ty and Rafa.
Right. I won't. I won't.
Send him a folded up Imperial flag.
Shots fired.
I won't do that either.
Write them a super generic message from the Empire that's like templated.
Yeah
right. Nice. Dear tragedy sufferer.
Yeah.
Nice.
Your loved one has died. All right. So, what are you going to do, Lana?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to try and distract him. And can I get two maneuvers, right? So I can go into defense stance, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So
okay.
I can just immediately put my sword up.
So and your first maneuver, is to try to get its attention, right?
Yeah.
Then you want to spend two strain to activate defensive stance.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you got to spend one more. So it's a total of three.
Three strains?
Yes. Yeah. Total of three strain.
Do it. Go. Go nuts. Go nuts.
I'm at eight, though. So that'll put me at 11 out of 12.
Ooh. Good luck. Good luck.
Okay. I'm not going to make you roll anything so you can't accidentally knock yourself out. I will roll. It's cool. As we all know, the rec rules are super cool. And if it fails, it'll come after you on the next turn.
Good luck.
So here we go. How cool is a ghoul? Evidently super cool.
What does that mean? Does it stay on? Is it?
I'm going to add some difficulty. I was just rolling cool.
Oh,
yeah. So two difficulty. Okay. So yes, it fails its cool roll, which means that it does what you want it to do. You manipulate it into attacking you on its turn instead of Otto.
Okay. And it's its turn now.
Yes. So it is its turn now. JP, do you want to roll? Do you want to roll several crits?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Let's do it. I'm excited.
Okay. You take one wound and one strain.
Yeah. So the reason people are this is why. So because I rolled bleeding out, which is a 131 to a 140, I suffer one wound and one strain every round at the beginning of the turn, and for every five wounds suffered beyond the wound threshold. Oh, beyond the wound threshold. So I'm only rolling
three.
I'm only rolling three.
Yes. Not five. Right. Yeah. Because it's not one for every. I forgot your roll. Oh, I totally didn't give the Reckles enough green dice on that roll anyway. Give me a second.
Wouldn't it be two? Because you have
two. Yeah. I rolled those two rolls. They should have been one roll, but it came out as two separate ones.
Shouldn't it only be two rolls? Because if you have 12 wounds, then it's you're only at.
I have 13 wounds and I'm at 25. So that's 18, 22. Oh, yeah. I guess it's only two.
Right, you're not 25 above your threshold. You're at 25.
Okay, so but yeah, actually, I need to bump that up to 16, and then the strain to 11 because I take one of each.
You're rolling three, right? Because you're rolling two and then the one for this turn.
Yeah, yeah, you have three at least.
No, because the rat goes on me.
The rat goes not biting him this turn.
So I'm rolling two.
Yeah, so you're rolling two just from bleeding.
Okay,
and the reason that it gets worse the higher your threshold is because there's more. You have more wounds. There's more holes for your blood to come out of.
Right.
If you've been saved on a technicality, I want everyone to know, God bless technicalities.
Imperial bureaucracy. The best.
Yeah. Okay. Bureaucracy
so you make your first roll, your first crit, and the just add, you don't have to add 20 to these ones because it's not the ghoul's claws.
Oh,
so they're less than here, right?
Okay, so here's the first roll with no critical roll offset.
Yeah.
That is a 132.
All right, 132. So I don't know.
So now I'm bleeding out twice.
Yes, you have two bleed outs. So you're losing two wounds every turn.
Doesn't him losing a wound from bleed cause a crit?
No, not in this case, because it's just you're just losing the health, not taking hits. Okay, so that's your first one.
Oh, and this is the final one?
And this is your second one, yeah.
I'm dead.
There you go. Complete absolute death. Otto just bleeds out on the floor as the rat ghoul clambers over his body and lunges through the fire towards Lana.
There you go.
Okay, so it's going to engage.
I tried.
It's going to engage with Lana. Rest in peace, Otto.
Oh, wait. Did it added plus 20 there, I guess, because I didn't click off. Hold on, let me just roll this.
Oh, yeah.
It's staying there. It's my sheet's, like, locked. I rolled off. Can I change that to zero?
Yeah.
You got to change it to zero.
Yeah.
You did 75. Oh.
Okay, so let's
just do the math.
We got to go back because they're on different tables. So let's just clear those two that you took.
Oh, fuck. We got to do this over again.
I got it. So you've got
end is nigh and then dead and then dead and then
and then now leading out. Yeah. So okay. Rewind. And then,
all right,
we've now make two more crit rolls.
All right, we're doing this all over again.
It's I know, a complete, it's,
It's a roller coaster of emotions. Here's the first one,
everyone. To go back to the whole hospital room thing, it's like, I'm sorry, he's dead. And you're like, I'm fine. Well, he's okay. He's dying.
Yeah. The fucking defibrillator thing starts beeping again, and now it's flatlining. Exactly. There's first roll. Remove all boost die from skill checks. Okay.
It's fine. Okay.
Here's the second one.
Yep. Ooh, there you go. Oh, so close.
Die after last initiative slot during next round.
So God. now your fate is sealed. So you have till the end of the next round, and then you will be dead.
Unless
there's no unless.
Yeah, no, he's dead.
That's it.
He's got enough time to do like his last words.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll get the parting words or whatever, and then he'll die. So, yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Instead of dying outright,
this is perfect. This is great. Everything's fantastic.
All right. Belsa and I gotta attack Lana. Now you're in defensive stance, right?
Yeah. And I have the defense.
Okay. I'm gonna use the dark side point.
I'm gonna use the light side.
Are you still in defensive stance?
Yeah, I'm in defense.
Yeah, she spent all that strain. So it's a base of 2, 1 additional for your defense, 2, 1 for the lights, 2 upgrades, 1 for light side and 1 for the defensive stance, and then 1 upgrade for my point, and tooth and claw. Here we go. Ooh, despair. All right. So,
did he, like, hit himself?
It hits you for 7 damage minus your soak, minus 1.
4, so 3 yeah.
damage. What's your soak? 5. Yeah, so 3 damage. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. And then the despair. Let's take a look at what you can spend it on. You can use that despair to. Here we go. Upgrade the difficulty of his next check. You can damage his claws, right? You can have him, like, you can break his claws. It'll mean he takes a black die whenever he makes attacks with that weapon. Or you can cause him strain. I feel like probably the smartest thing here is the melee weapon becomes damaged.
I'm going to make him, like, damage his claws so that, like, he goes to hit me and he hits my armor and they just, like, shatter because he's already been...
Yeah, totally. Because he's attacking you, and you're like blocking with your sword, so you're cutting away at his hands, and then he takes a hard swipe at you, and his claws like break against your armor.
Yeah. So now it's Belsa and Theron, and I need you guys to hit.
That's right. Yeah.
I need you guys.
Yeah, because you're very close to dropping too.
I'll shoot. I'll aim and take a shot. What's the worst that could happen?
You could shoot Lana. That's the worst that could happen.
I guess that could happen.
Definitely.
All right, here we go. It's 3 purple, 1 upgrade. Yeah.
Three purple, 1 upgrade, and let's just be a total dick about it.
Why?
Here you go. Here, just have one of these.
Use it.
You can use one too.
Yeah, just use it.
I want to use one of mine. Boop.
This is not the time to hit me.
Okay, so the total is going to be 3 purple,
uh-huh.
1 upgrade on the negative side, mm-hmm. 1 upgrade on the positive side,
yep.
And then another upgrade on the bad side. So 2 on the bad side because you're firing into an engagement. To a melee.
Okay. Oh, boy. Here we go. Good luck. Don't suck.
How are you this bad?
How is it possible?
I can't miss. Yeah, you miss. But hey, you recover a bunch of strain. Maybe because auto dies and you're like, now we can finally leave or something. But you've got 5 you can spend. So this can be spent to buy advantage for the next person. It can be used to put disadvantage on the rack rule, another black die, both because you have so many. Or you could buy off some of your strain.
I'll give advantage and a black die.
Okay, cool. So then that leaves 2 left that you can.
Done. I will get rid of
strain. All right, so one black and one blue passed on ahead. All right, Belsa.
Oh my gosh, I can't even.
Belsa.
I had a question for you.
I saw Gretchen. The answer is yes.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to use my advantage and aim and shoot.
Okay, and is that the thing that you said? Is that what you're going to do?
Yes.
They okay. have, you have two advantage and they have a black die, though, don't they?
Yes, so you've got, if you aim, you get a blue die. If you take advantage from Theron, that gives you another blue die. You're at three purple.
Yep.
And you're firing into engagement, so one of those is upgraded.
Okay, I'm going to use the life side point too, so I don't miss.
Okay.
Well,
yeah. So you don't miss. Air quotes.
Rock and roll. Okay. All right. Hey. So you take three strain. Do you want to tell her or should I?
So, Belsa raises the gun to shoot the rat ghoul, and then tilts it to the right and shoots Lana.
Oh, you're a bad person.
Why?
So Lana, you take 6, 7, 8 minus, so you take 3 wounds.
Wouldn't, if he's purposely aiming at me, wouldn't he have another upgrade then?
Your sword doesn't defend you against like blaster fire.
So I take how much damage?
8 minus your wounds.
So 3?
Or sorry, minus your soak rather, yeah.
So I'm at 17 out of 17 now.
Okay, so you're knocked unconscious, and you need to take a crit.
How do you do that?
It's on the first page.
Yeah, on your character
Let
sheet.
Let me tell you all about crits.
From the Crit Master General.
You go to character info.
So yeah, on the left side. No, it's your first crit, so just go ahead and roll it. Holy Jesus.
Wow.
You get a clear 100. It's the worst possible thing you could have rolled. You have a crippled limb. You can choose which one. And down you go.
I don't even care now. It doesn't matter. My leg, I guess. My foot.
Okay. All right. So you're knocked unconscious.
Also turns to Theron and she says, two scapegoats for a failed mission. And just like leaves the cantina.
Okay. So here's the thing. You turn to leave the cantina and you push on the bar to open the door.
Right.
And the door just goes and like sticks and doesn't open. Some big beam or something falls behind you. There's fire and smoke. And we see outside, we see the street, and there's like a vehicle parked against the door. There's like a garbage truck. And on the side of the garbage truck, someone has spray painted the New Republic symbol and the words "Die Imperial Scum" on the outside.
All right.
So the door is blocked.
Do I get my last word?
Yes, and then we come back for Otto.
Somehow, some way, I'm still speaking.
Sure, you have a moment
after all this, but I get a final word. And so the final word that for some reason you guys can hear is I say, may the force be with you.
All right. And then you become more powerful than anyone could possibly
be. Yep. And then I become a ghost. I become a fucking ghost and I just go up to Belsa. I'm like, woo!
I can see you because of the force as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course.
Now it becomes like a comedy skit.
Yep. All right. Well, should we maybe take a break? Should we take a
break? We're all dead now.
Do we need a minute? We're not dead yet.
But we need our 2 second break.
I'm pretty much dead.
Yeah, I need to get a drink. But let's take a short break here.
All right, sounds good. We'll take one more break. Still got an hour left to go, so don't go anywhere because you got to see how this weird episode ends.
None
of this was planned. This was all not planned. We didn't go into this saying, "Hey, let's lose
hey,
half
me
the
going
party.
Down was planned. Me going down was totally planned.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
It wasn't.
By you, it was.
No, not until I realized you were on one health, and then I was like, this is kind of perfect.
We can talk about all of this when you come.
Oh, my God.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Friendships will probably be severed after this. We'll see you after this.